You're listening to the News and Music programs on Kansas City Radio and Television Station, and now welcome to our English News. This morning, the Politburo Party Central Committee Secretariat organized the National Conference on the resolutions adopted at the 6th plenum of the 13th Party Central Committee. The conference was held online and transmitted from Yin Hong Hall of the National Assembly Building to 11,632 locations across the nation, with nearly 1.2 million cadres party members in attendance. The conference is the chance for party committees, authorities, federal and foreign social-political organizations, and cadres members to grasp core contents, new points in documents of the 6th Congress, from then building up programs and action plans to bring the resolutions into life in rapid and effective manners. This afternoon, Vice Chairman of Kansas City People's Council Nguyễn Thành Đông chaired a press conference with news agencies in the city on the ninth session, the year-end session of 2022 of the 10th City People's Council 2021-2026 term. The ninth session of the City People's Council takes place in 3 days, from December 7 to 9, 2022, at the Hall of Kansas City Party Committee. At the press conference, some opinions revolving around contents of the ninth session of the City People's Council, results of implementing social-economic tasks in 2022, the generation of employment, medical insurance, social order were analyzed and answered by leaders of sectors and departments. The Transport Ministry has just requested to boost the construction progress of the project of building Châu Đốc Sóc Trăng Cần Thơ Expressway, the first phase. As remarked by the Transport Ministry, the Châu Đốc Sóc Trăng Cần Thơ Expressway project, the first phase, is built as scheduled. However, there are lots of jobs that need being done urgently. The ministry suggests that many investors and relevant units make close combinations to timely tackle problems and accelerate this construction progress. Kansas City Science and Technology Department just put into operation the system for managing goods origin tracing of Kansas City. Recent survey shows that participation in the system helps businesses increase their revenue by 30%. The system of managing goods origin tracing of Kansas City at http://check.kansas.gov.vn is built on a digitalized platform. It usually updates information and data on products in Kansas City to build the database of products and goods in the city. The system now has the participation of 43 units with 251 products. Some of them are high and well-known products in the market, such as Hải Châu Phong Điền Burmese Crabs, Custard Apple Tea, Clean Bean Sprouts, Happy Grilled Nightfish and Shrimps. To meet the transport demand before, during and after the traditional Tết, the transport businesses at Kansas City Central Station have begun selling online tickets. This is a new ticket selling way in which passengers don't need to book tickets by phone or directly book tickets at ticket counters as previously. Instead, transport units build up their Tết ticket selling programs with network operators, and passengers contact and pay the tickets via bank accounts. This morning, Kansas City Sponsoring Association for Poor Patients came to visit and present gifts to patients receiving treatment at the Obstetrics and Gynecology Hospital. The association, in coordination with Kansas City's Obstetrics and Gynecology Hospital and kind-hearted people from Ho Chi Minh City, came to hand surgical cost support to 15 poor patients at the hospital. The support includes 6 million Vietnam Đồng one patient to support the cost of the surgery, one gift, and 700,000 Vietnam Đồng in cash and other essentials. According to Kansas City Steering Committee for Military Defense, Natural Disaster Control and Search and Rescue, torrential rains and flood tides will come from now till the traditional Tết in Kansas City. In face with the complicated weather, the City Steering Board for Military Defense, Search and Rescue has combined with urban and suburban streets to boost propaganda and warn people of the rainy weather and whirlwind, while requesting to cut tree branches, check the power system, deal with potholes to ensure traffic safety. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.